Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Really appreciate your time as always. What happened in the Club Madison a couple of sleeps ago?
Oh, what a race. It was a really, really good bike race. It was the Bendigo Club Madison, and we're really keen to have a Madison after everything getting cancelled over the last couple of months and that. And it was exciting. We had a young rider and an older rider absolutely smash the race. It was really good. Young Blake Agnoletto, who's going to the national championships in a couple of weeks' time. Blake's only 18. Riding with a guy who's probably nearly 50, like I'd say about 46 years old, Scott Keating from Ballarat. So a bit of experience, had a bit of young enthusiasm, took that race and took it apart. So a big win to Blake Agnoletto and Scotty Keating. Second was Patrick Eddy, who's also going to the national championships. He rode with a youngster called Harry Knight, who's only 16. And third place was Todd Schindler, who's a veteran rider now, over 30. And the youngster Jackson Haddon, who's going to the national championships also. So it was a really good race. We had 18s, well, I was expecting 10, but we had 8, and it was over 60 laps. So it was a really, really exciting race. Went down the last couple of sprints.
I do love the Madison, but for those who might not be aware as to what the Madison is all about, just a brief explanation as to what it's all about.
Okay, well, if you've got 8 teams, that means you've got 16 riders. There's 2 in a team, and they have to ride 1 lap in, and then the other one has a rest on the fence, and then he has to sling him back in. He grabs his hand, you know, at high speed and does a hand sling and puts the other rider back in, and he rests for a lap. So it's like a tag team wrestling match, you know? And riders in and out the whole time. So it's really good. And earlier on, they had a scratch race, which means they all started together, and it all goes on points, and the person who gets the most points wins. And if you happen to lose a lap, you lose a lot of points. So you get behind. You can't win then if you lose a lap.
No.
But very interesting. It went down to only a few points in the end. They can be all tied on points, and it can be decided on the last sprint.
Yeah.
Very tactical, Daniel.
That was the word I was looking for. Very true. It is a tactical race. I do like the fact, as you say there, that tag team. So you got to fling, you know, it across and then down. It was, it's interesting, isn't it? It's the way that they do that. So I do love it. A women's wheel race, what's going on there?
Well, we had a whole series of women's wheel races over the whole season. It's called the Women's Crystal Classic Series. That's been going for a long time, and it's sponsored by Dunji Carter Ketcher Real Estate, a local firm. And that was a very interesting series. Every week they ride 1,000 metres. A wheel race is when you get pushed by someone. So say I'm in the wheel race. I wouldn't be in the women's one, but say I'm in the men's one.
Yeah.
You'd push me, and you'd give me a running start pushing me. So it's like instead of starting off the fence, holding on the fence, you actually get a push start by a person. And that person's going to get out of the road. And they're interesting races, and they're handicapped too. So the fast rider rides last. That's usually Alessia McCaig. And the slower riders get a lead of like 250 metres. You know, and they've got only 1,000 metres to make it up. So, yeah. Anyway, that was good. So a young lady from Ballarat won that, from Ballarat Sebastopol Cycling Club. Anna Cronin was a good win, actually. And our champion from around here, Alessia McCaig, came second. And a young girl who's only into cycling in the last 12 months, Lucy Hall, was third. Fourth was young Lilith Jones, who's been riding for a couple of years. And fifth was the Castle Main rider, Montana Collier. So the good thing, Daniel, was that I got to make the prizes for those girls. And me and my brother Paul and Sens Jewels, we make those little gold bikes.
Yep.
And they all got little gold bikes and silver bikes for their prizes. So a bit of family involvement too. So it was good.
Absolutely.
Really good series.
Veterans Road Race, Noel. Quickly, let's talk about that one.
Yeah, I went out to that one too. That was last weekend. That was over 64.5 k's out at Woodstock, which is out near Newbridge. Also, a handicap system. The fastest riders have to give the slower riders a start. So the slower riders took off 38 minutes ahead of the last riders, Daniel. Can you imagine that?
Oh.
You're sitting there for 38 minutes looking at your watch thinking, oh, look at them. They've been gone for 20 minutes, 30 minutes and 38. Like, you can go a long way in 38 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so anyway, the 38-minute bunch won. They don't always win, but they won. A guy from Melbourne called Paul Beasley. He won it quite convincingly. But there was, like, nearly 100 riders in that, and it was sponsored by my youngest brother, Peter Sens, from Profan Civil Construction. So a bit of family involvement in this program, I suppose, but a good race, and I really enjoyed it. We had some big-name riders there. We had Timmy Decker. He's the coach of the Olympic cycling team at the Australian Institute of Sport. We had Darren Lapthorne. He's a former Australian road champion. And then we had Johnny Flood. John owns Flood's Bus Lines. John was an international cyclist, rode in Spain many years ago for Miguel Indurain's team. So some great riders in that, really. And Peter Mullins, you know, the young lady we talk about all the time.
Yep.
She had a really good ride, and I think she got in the top dozen anyway. So, no, it was a good race. Really enjoyed that one, Daniel.
Noel, really do appreciate your time, as always, on the Sideline View.
Thank you, Daniel. You have a lovely day, and look after yourself.